This is Dr. Virginia dictating for the patient Dianoski, spelled D-I-A-N-O-S-K-Y, Gomez, G-O-M-E-S, space Bermudez, B-E-R-M-U-D-E-Z. Medical record is 138-160, date of birth at 8-9-18-1978. Referring physician, Dr. Teresa Bravo. Procedure performed, colonoscopy, secondary procedures, neocardial polypectomy. Date of the procedure, January 28, 2022. Indications, histocolon polyps, histo-iron deficiency, anemia. Post-op diagnosis, impression 1, internal hemorrhage. Number 2, transverse colon polyp. Number 3, diverticulosis coli. Number 4, colonic veins appear prominent, period. Number 5, there's otherwise normal colonoscopy, period, paragraph, depth of insertion, cecum, complications known immediately. Medications, as per monitoring anesthesia care. Withdrawal time was 9 minutes, preparation was good, period, paragraph. Operative procedure, as per colonoscopy template, period, paragraph findings. In a rectum, internal hemorrhage, grade 1, period. In the same way, descending colon, there's scattered diverticulosis present, period, paragraph. Sonoflexia appear normal, period. Transverse colon, scattered diverticulosis present, period. There's a pedunculated polyp, erythematous, about 5 millimeters, removed by neck, polypectomy, period, paragraph. Hepatic flexure appear normal, period. Ascending colon, cecum appear normal, period. Throughout the colon, colonic veins appear prominent, period. Around the diverticular area, there's also some prominent small vessels, period. Paragraph. No active bleeding seen throughout the colon, period, paragraph. Recommendations 1, flow pathology reports. Number 2, high fiber diet. 3, fiber supplementation. 4, monitor clinically. Next number, repeat colonoscopy in 3 years. Next number, we'll proceed with CT angiogram or MR angiogram of the abdomen to evaluate for abdominal vessels, period. Patient is to follow up in G office in 3 to 4 weeks, period, end of dictation.